Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We immerse ourselves in the divine will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to praise, to adore, to glorify God. May every single act be for the praise and glory of God the Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth, and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again to the Will of God in the Life and the Writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. Today we will continue with Volume 22. The next passage comes from July 21st, 1927. And the title is Difference between the love of heaven and that of the earth. How oppression weights the soul down while the divine will empties her. Luisa Picarreta writes, I continue my living in the divine volition, and since my sweet Jesus often deprives me of his lovable presence, I call the sovereign Mama to my help, the angels, the saints, to help me and lend me their love, their adorations, that I may do from the earth what they do in heaven, so that, drawn by the very love of heaven, my Jesus may come to his little exiled one, to the one who so much longs for him. Luisa Picarreta is asking the Blessed Mother and all the angels and saints to lend her their love, that she may be able to love God with the same love of the Blessed Mother, with the same love of the angels and the saints. And she is begging them, she wants to love God with his own love. This is what the angels, the saints, and the Blessed Mother, they all do in heaven. They love God with his own will, because they are fixed in the will of God. All the angels, all the saints, the Blessed Mothers, they are all fixed in the will of God. This is what all the blessed do in heaven. They love God with his own love because they are fixed in his will. At every moment, they are being nourished with the will of God. And they only have the will of God to give back to him. And this is the call for all of us to start living in this way now, here on earth, to empty ourselves and let God do in us, so that he may be loved with his own love, that we may be able to love him with the love of all the saints, all the angels. A very simple prayer that we can say during the day. Jesus, I love you with the love of all the saints. I love you with the love of the Blessed Mother. I love you with the love of all the angels. To the Blessed Trinity, I love you with your own love. I love you and I praise you, I glorify you with the love of all the saints, all the angels, with the love of the Blessed Mother. And the same to the Holy Spirit, to love him with his own love. This is what Luisa Picarreta is doing here. He's taking all the adorations of the angels, the saints, the Blessed Mother, and is taking that adoration, that love, and loving God with that same love. In every single act that we do, we are called to do this, to adore, to glorify, to praise God with his own love. So Luisa Picarreta is asking the angels, the saints, the Blessed Mother, and we can do the same, to ask them to lend us their love, that we may be able to love God. Luisa Picarreta continues and she writes, but needless of my heart martyrdom, and as though despising my sides, my yearnings, instead of having pity on me, he escapes me, perhaps contenting himself to look from far at my terrible state. Maybe if he feels the love of heaven in me, which he likes so much, he will come and will no longer leave me alone and abandoned for so long. But while I was speaking nonsense in my interior, my sweet Jesus, my dear life, came out from within me, and he told me, my daughter, I do like the love of heaven, but that of the earth I like more. That of the earth is always new for me. It is new gains that I make, new glory. On the other hand, that of heaven I already possess. No one can take it away from me. It is all my own thing. This is very important what the Lord is saying here, that in heaven he already possessed that love. In heaven all the saints, all the angels, they are fixing the will of God. But here on earth we have free will, we have freedom. And every time that we choose to unite ourselves to the divine will of God, it's a new gain. Our Lord says he gains more. And we gain more because our souls, they expand their capacity to receive more. In heaven, all the saints, they are fixed in the will of God. That's why the Lord says, I already possess that. That's why he says he likes even more when the creature immerses himself, herself, in the will of God to do acts in the divine will. The Lord says, but that of the earth, I am in the act of acquiring. And many times I lose the new gains I should make because souls do not always give me the love and the glory they should give me. Souls not always give me the glory and the love they should give me. If we were created out of love, the proper correspondence of the creature to the Creator is to love Him. And this is what the first commandment asks us to do, to love God with all our heart, our mind, our soul. In the sacraments, we find the love of God. In every single sacrament, God is present. In every single sacrament, God is pouring out His love to the creature. The proper correspondence of the creature to the Creator is to love Him, to adore Him, to glorify Him, to thank Him. And this act of thanksgiving shows in the way we receive the sacraments, the devotion for the holy things, for the sacraments. It shows in our piety. And God wants this piety for holy things. And this piety that we are called to have is part of being faithful to Him, fidelity. And fidelity is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, one of the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the love of God that has been put into our hearts. So He wants us to love Him. It's our duty as creatures to love God, to correspond to His love. With this spirituality given to the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, the Lord invites us to go back to that order in which we were created, the purpose for which we were created, to adore and to glorify God. And if we do this, we will inherit the heavenly kingdom, which is the kingdom of the divine will. But we are able to live already the life of that kingdom here on earth by immersing ourselves in the will of God, and when we correspond to Him through our acts done in the divine will. And for this way of life, we need all the graces that the Lord offers us through His church, the sacraments. We need all the virtues. And this is what we are called to do while we are here on earth, to apply ourselves to learn the faith, to love the sacraments, to persevere, to attain this way of life here, to start living the life of the heavenly kingdom here on earth through this spirituality. Now, you must know that when souls die in my grace, they are confirmed in the nature of love, in the nature of glory, and in the life of the divine will. So in heaven, everything is nature in all the blessed. Therefore, they give me nothing more than I give to them. Constantly, that continuous act of joy, of happiness, of beatitudes, ever new and without end. This is why I am all eyes over the earth, as though putting all heaven aside, because heaven is mine, and I fix on. And because all attention for the souls who live in the exile, who even though the souls who live in exile do not possess the divine will by nature that the souls in heaven possess, the souls who live in the divine will on earth, they give me new gains of love, of glory, of adoration. The Lord is telling us that when the soul dies in the state of grace, is confirmed in the nature of love, Everybody who is in heaven is a saint, and everybody who is in heaven possesses the divine will already. You need the divine will to enter into heaven, this gift. And what the Lord is offering us through these writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, is the ability to start living in this way, to possess the divine will right here on earth. When souls go to purgatory, they have to purgate. They have to pay in purgatory. And once they get out of purgatory, they receive this gift, the divine will, to enter into heaven. What the Lord is offering us is this gift right here, so we don't have to go through purgatory. If we possess this gift, the Lord says in other part of the book of heaven, the souls who possess the divine will here on earth, they don't have to go to purgatory. And he's telling us here in this passage that the souls who die in the state of grace, they are confirmed in the love, in the divine will. That's why it's important for us to be always in the state of grace, to persevere. Perseverance is a virtue. Perseverance and fidelity. Fidelity is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So that's why it's important to persevere, to have hope and faith, and never, never, never to despair or become despondent, as the prayer of Divine Mercy says, but to always believe that even in difficult moments, we may not despair, nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, Lord, which is love and mercy itself. That's why also the sacrament of confession is important, because it brings us into the state of grace after baptism. Baptism is important because it brings us from original sin into the life of grace. That's why it's important to have a sacramental life. And in the Catholic Church, we have the fullness of the revelation. We have the sacraments, the love of God, which is in every single sacrament. We have in the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity, the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ to nourish us. So we have the sacrament of anointing of the sick, which is so important. We have to love the sacraments. We have to love them. To love the sacraments is to love God. To love the sacraments is to love Jesus, who gave us these sacraments for our well-being, our spiritual well-being. The sacrament of anointing of the sick is very important. It forgives sins. It gives us strength and health of body, mind, and soul. And the Lord says when the soul dies in the state of grace, it's confirming the nature of his love, meaning that that soul is able to possess the love of God without going to purgatory. It's natural for the soul to go into heaven without going through purgatory. So let us have love, devotion for the sacraments. Let us receive them with love and with devotion. The Lord says, if you knew how your love hovers around within my will, how it rises between heaven and earth, investing all created things and bridges even into heaven, up to where my divine will extends, it gives me the new possession of the love of the creature who has let herself be invested by the power of my supreme fiat. And while the possession of love reaches me, a new one she prepares, that of glory. And as you return to repeat your acts are always new for me, because indeed you did not have them before. It is the acts done in the divine will that give him glory, praise, and adoration. And a little by little, these acts, they are confirming us in the nature of love, in the nature of living in the divine will. And the Lord says, each act is always different. Even if we do similar acts, like drinking coffee, breathing, palpitating, speaking, sleeping, working, eating, all this, even though we repeat these acts over and over and over, they are always new in the divine will. They are able to give new glory, new praise, new adoration to God. And this is what he is doing for us. He's giving us this gift so that we are able to love, to adore, to glorify him with the love of the saints, the angels, and the love of the Blessed Mother right here on earth. New always, the Lord says, these acts are always new. They give me new glory, new praise, new adoration. They echo my will. My will communicates through these acts done in the divine will. The Lord says, so that what I do in heaven, giving to all the blessed that new act, never interrupted, of joys and of unspeakable contentments, you are destined to give me from the earth in the light and power of my will. Therefore, be attentive on following its rapid flight. To be attentive to do acts in the divine will always, because these acts, they are always new in the presence of God. And this is the ability that we have now through these writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. And they are always new because in the divine will, everything is new. God is inexhaustible. The difference is that when we are here on earth, we have free will. In heaven, everybody is fixed in the will of God. The Lord wants us to come and to adore, to glorify Him through the acts done in the divine will, using our freedom, our volition. This is what Luisa Picarreta is doing at the beginning of this passage. She is doing her acts in the divine volition, in the divine will. As my beloved Jesus continued to deprive me of himself, I felt so very oppressed, and I thought to myself how everything was over, and many other things which it seems useless to me to say on paper. And my beloved Jesus told me, my daughter, how heavy you have become. Don't you know that oppression weights the soul down? And if I want to take you in my arms, I have to make an effort to lift you up. On the other hand, my will empties the weight of nature and its light, removing the gloom of what is human, renders her light and capable of any sacrifice, and giving her the wings of love. It gives to the soul the first qualities of the celestial fatherland, which knows neither oppression nor darkness, but daylight without sunset and joy that never ends. The divine will empties the soul of everything that does not belong to God. All the tendencies, all the vices, all that does not belong to God, the divine will is able to empty the soul out, and to prepare the soul to receive all the virtues, all the gifts, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, to fill the soul with love, patience, kindness, forgiveness, fidelity, chastity, purity, joy, gentleness, kindness, all the things that we need, all the fruits of the Holy Spirit, all the virtues, prudence, temperance, strength, justice. The Holy Spirit is always working in us since the moment of our baptism in the soul, very active, depositing there the theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. The Holy Spirit is always working in the sacraments, in the sacrament of the Eucharist, nourishing us with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the real presence of God in the Eucharist. So this is what the divine will does. When we read the book of heaven, the Lord says he's forming new connections between the soul and himself. He's bringing new life, new understanding. The love of God is being poured a little by little into our hearts. Our faith becomes stronger. We grow in the knowledge and the understanding of God, the faith, the love of God for us. So it is important also for us to really do acts in the divine will, to pray in the divine will, to read the book of heaven, to really dedicate time, to make time for the book of heaven, to grow in the knowledge and understanding of this spirituality, this way of living, that the way the Lord is offering us through these writings, to start living the life of heaven right here, to start corresponding to Him right here, not to wait until the end, to be in the state of grace. The sacrament of confession is important, is essential, is part of our Catholic tradition, is part of what the Church teaches, is part of what the Lord gave us, to be able to have the strength, to be able to persevere, to receive new graces. So don't be discouraged when you fall. Trust in God. Jesus, I trust in you, and go back to the sacrament of confession. Make peace with God. Have a good sacramental life. To adhere the Ten Commandments, to have a good sacramental life, to love the Eucharist, and to read the Book of Heaven, to love the Blessed Mother, the Rosary, the pious devotions, to love the Holy Spirit, to love everything that the Church teaches us, and the Lord will do the rest. To do acts in the divine will, and the Lord will do the rest. It is important that we start living this way. The Lord says, and besides, what will you say if you hear the Son say, everything is over, I'm no longer Son, because my Creator does not constantly add more light for me? You, I believe, will answer the Son, I see you always, Son, because your Maker has taken nothing away from you of the light he gave you. At the most, if he kept adding light, you will have been stronger and more refulgent in your light. So do I answer you. You are always Son because the Son of my will and of the knowledge about it reigns in you as more than light. This is important what the Lord is saying. You are always Son. You are always light because the light of the Son of my divine will and the knowledge that emanates from these writings, from this spirituality, and this light that I'm putting in your heart, in your mind, in your soul is expanding at every moment, at every single moment, with every single act. This is what the Lord is saying to Luisa Picaretta. And these are the words that the Lord is giving us today to all of you who are listening this program, that the light that emanates from the knowledge of living in the divine will, from the writings of Luisa Picaretta, is always expanding in our soul, in our heart, with every single act. So this should be a source of courage and faith for all of us, of hope, knowing that the life of God is growing within us at every single moment when we read the Book of Heaven, when we immerse ourselves in the divine will, when we do acts in the divine will. The Lord says, neither I nor anyone else can snatch from you a single one of the many acts in the divine will and all the knowledge you possess about my eternal fiat. And only because I did not constantly add more about it, as if what I have told you were nothing, you say everything is over, as if this sun were extinguished in you. The Lord says, and only because I do not constantly add more about it, as if what I have told you were nothing, you say everything is over, as if this sun were extinguishing you. It takes too much, my daughter, to extinguish this sun of my will, nor will you yourself be able to escape its eternal rays, its eternal light, which invades your soul, eclipses from you everything that does not belong to this sun. Therefore, follow its light and wait with patience for new light to come and be added, so as to render the Son of my will more refulgent in you. Wait with patience, the Lord says to Luisa Picaretta. Wait with patience. Do not become anxious. At the beginning of this passage, Luisa Picaretta complains that she is deprived of the presence of our Lord, the love of God. The Lord says, no, I'm always there with you in every single act. I'm always there present. The light of my will is always there, eclipsing, taking away from you everything that does not belong to me. You just have to be patient. Wait with patience for new light to be added in you. Wait with patience. Every time that we read, the Lord adds new light, new knowledge, new understanding. Our faith increases. The virtues, they get fortified. The gifts of the Holy Spirit in us, they grow. The fruits of the Holy Spirit become more abundant in us every time we read the Book of Heaven, every time we do acts in the divine will. And the Lord says, wait with patience. Wait with patience. New light will be added unto you. Your soul will be more refulgent, more beautiful, full with new light. And this is what the Lord asks us, to all of us. He asked this of Luisa, and he is asking the same for all of us, to wait with patience, to have faith, to love the sacraments. Do not let yourself be oppressed with anxieties, with the things of this world, but trust in him that he will make things right, that he will bring good out of those things that They look sometimes that they are not so good for us, but He will make good. He will bring good things from difficult situations. So we just have to trust, to pray, to hope, to have faith, and He gives us a very specific direction here. Be patient and wait for new light to come. Your soul will be more refulgent, more beautiful. What a beautiful promise. What a beautiful way to end this passage. Let us ask the Lord to give us the grace to be always faithful to this way of living and to give us patience, which is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. To give us His Holy Spirit in us, to give us patience, to learn how to wait with patience, to trust in His divine providence for all of us. Let us end with this beautiful prayer that comes from the Divine Mercy Chaplet, which says, Eternal Father, in whose mercy is endless and the treasure of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.